producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad taste loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, how many of us accidentally dropped our kids, right? Or, I don't know, accidentally hit their head, or we hit our heads, okay, had a concussion? They say a bump on the head as a child will increase the risk of alcoholism in later life, but only if you're a woman. Females who suffered a mild closed head brain injury, I did. I was knocked unconscious when I was five. I was sitting on a railing waiting for my mom to pick me up from Oso Elementary School in California Woodland Hills. I was at Oso Elementary, and I guess I kind of fell back and hit my head, and I was unconscious. And when I came to, I woke up, and I remember my mom saying she's going to whip my butt because I was never supposed to be sitting on there, but, you know, she never remembered to whip my butt, which was good, unless I forgot about it because I had a concussion. I don't think she did. But that was when I was five. They say females who suffered a mild closed head brain injury were more likely to misuse alcohol and associate drinking with reward and pleasure. Nah, I don't. But the same effects was not seen in males, according to researchers at Ohio State University. They believe the link is triggered by changes to nerve fibers in the brain that occur after a concussion. They said that although recording the increased risk in girls, the effect is reversible. I don't know how the effect, okay, I mean, you know, you can't take back the concussion. Experiments on mice found those living in an enriched environment with more toys and exercise options after the injury than for mice living in standard conditions. An enriched environment prevented increased drinking and reduced degeneration of axons, the long, slender extensions, I guess, of the nerve cell body. You guys have seen the nerve cell body, and it has a long, okay. These conditions were intended to mimic sustained follow-up care after a brain injury. All right, it's as close, I guess. I didn't get any toys after I hit my head. We wanted to demonstrate that this effect is not yet seen in, not set in stone at the time of injury. By the way, my kid's name is Stone, one of them. There are always ways to intervene, but they're expensive in terms of effort and money. It requires sustained treatment. The best therapy for childhood brain injury is everybody getting great medical care and rehab, regardless of socioeconomic status. People with juvenile head injuries are already at risk for memory problems, difficulty concentrating, poor learning, and reduced impulse control. If we can prevent alcohol misuse, they say chances for a good life are much better. And they have found that alcohol seems to be related to that. All right, so they looked at the mice. They kind of went into the study. I don't know if I want to continue talking about this. I mean, I think, you know, we do under-evaluate or underestimate the post-head trauma risk that could happen months on end, years on end, and it needs to be looked at. But there was a very interesting statement this article was talking about, where regardless of socioeconomic class, the best therapy for any child with brain injury is everybody getting great medical care and rehabilitation. Okay, I think we all agree with that. And this issue, after we just saw the presidential debate, the Democratic presidential primary debate, I think we all need to kind of take a step back here and figure out what we want and how we want to do it. Okay, I'm hearing everybody say healthcare for all. You know, our kids deserve good health care. I don't know how to word it when you argue, but a lot of us wives know how to do this really, really well with our husbands, okay? Where we know how to say the right talking point so we sound like we're the good guy, but the other side is not saying they don't want that, but because you say it first, You know, I'll do that with my husband. He's like, I don't understand why you do this. Why do you keep doing this? I go, because our children come first. And they will always come first. They're like, well, he's like, but I'm asking you why you keep yelling at me about my mother. That it's because I'm doing it for the kids. And my husband's like, okay, wait a second here. Okay, I can't argue with the fact that your kids come first, but that has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about over here. See, we women know how to do. We have little tricks up our sleeve. I do that all the time. Because our children come first. So with medical care, right, I think both sides of the aisle, I think everybody wants our kids. We would love everybody to have good health care. There should not, based on socioeconomic status, you get less of a heart attack treatment or intervention than somebody who doesn't. All right, I think we all agree with that. But how do we practically make that happen? I'm not hearing anybody, and I am dying to hear this because I want this to happen. I want health care for all. I do. I don't want a socialized system. I want everybody having the access to good health care, really good health care. I want everybody having the access to Mayo Clinic, to UCLA, to Scripps. I want everyone to have that access. Okay? But it's just not happening. Okay? Why not? Well, there's only X amount of room. There's X amount of dollars. We don't have a Mayo Clinic in every single city. I mean, where's the practicality? So I'm kind of exhausted already by this election before it even started, where you hear both sides of the aisle, both Republicans and Democrats, say they're going to make sure everybody's going to have health care and it's going to be good. And we're going to make sure that, you know, nobody is discriminated against. But where is the plan so we see how this is actually going to work? Technically, an ambulance, okay? Technically, ambulances will come with every 911 call. So every 911 call, there's supposed to be an ambulance that comes out to it to check it out, okay? I mean, you know, for a medical emergency. So we technically already have that. However, what's the practicality? Well, some of these ambulances can't get into certain neighborhoods. Right? Some ambulances can't get into certain areas as quickly as others. Some people don't have access to phone to call the ambulance. So you see, you could provide a care or a service for everybody, but where's the practicality of it getting to people? So I found that quote interesting in this article. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so stressful jobs have been tied to stroke. Okay, I think we all could agree with that. In this study, an increased risk of stroke, but a small one. Okay? They say up to 1 in 4 jobs are quote-unquote high strain. And people in these lines of work may be at increased risk of stroke. Based on studies that looked at 140,000 participants, Researchers found an overall 22% higher stroke risk among those in high-strain jobs versus low-strain occupation. I strain when I don't eat enough fiber. I mean, I wonder if that counts, too. Do you guys worry about that? You're sitting on the toilet, and you're like, please, I don't want to get a stroke. I always worry about sitting on the potty and that happening. Anyway, they looked at 140,000 participants. Researchers found an overall 22% higher stroke risk in those with high-stress jobs versus low-stress. In some cases, the risk was elevated by up to 58%. Now, they say previous studies of work stress and stroke were inconsistent, according to senior author Dr. Dingli Zhu of Southern Medical University in Guangzhou, China. They say plenty of research has linked, obviously, to job strain with heart disease and high blood pressure. So you would think it would make sense, and it would also link to stroke. Now, Zhu's team considered the data from 6 studies, looking at a total of 138,000 participants, followed them from 3 to 17 years. And they looked at demands and pressure and mental load and coordination and et cetera. And what was, though, very interesting, all right, is in this study they categorized janitors or manual laborers as passive jobs, which I disagree with. They say have low demands and low control. I don't know about that. I think janitor, manual laborers, there's a lot of stress with that. There's a lot of physical labor. There's a lot of worry about losing your job, just like with anyone else. They say low-stress jobs like architects or scientists have low demand and high control. They say active jobs like doctors, teachers, and engineers, high demand, high control. I understand there's certain job types where you have to be, I can understand how some jobs may allow, opportunities to recoup from stress. Like, for example, when I was working in a lab, when I was working for the EPA, when I was going to college, and some of the shifts, when I got to work inside the lab without having my boss stand over me, I could sing, I could daydream a little bit, you know, I didn't have to always be on. Yet when I was waiting tables, you're always on. You know, with the exception of taking a break, you're always on. You're always talking. You're always moving. You're always, you see what I mean? So I understand that there's different stress types, but I think they're all stressed, okay? None of the jobs were tied to an increased risk of stroke risk, but people with high-stress jobs involving high demand and low control, like waitresses and nurses, they say were 22% more likely to suffer stroke than people with low-stress jobs. The risk was 33% higher among women in high-strain jobs compared to those in low-strain jobs. And in both sexes, the risk of ischemic stroke, which is a clot that blocks blood flow to the brain, 58% higher in high-strain jobs compared to low-strain jobs. All right, so what does that mean? I don't know. I don't know what it means. Because personally, I think that, I don't see how we can stop the stress. I just heard of another friend of mine, in the media industry and losing his job. I don't know what to tell you. All right. But there are some things we could do to manage some of the stress at work. Okay. The first thing I tell everybody to do is deal with your morning differently. Okay. Every now and then, I feel like I want to sleep in an extra 10, 15 minutes. And when I do that, I see how sometimes that could set the stage for the whole day. On one end, you getting a little bit extra sleep makes you feel better, and then you could end up having a better day. On the other end, now I'm heading to work when there's worse traffic, and I'm coming to work late. And when you come to work late, that's an issue. So set the stage. If you think you're getting to work 15, 20 minutes early is going to help that morning work better, then do that. Make it work. Switch your whole clock off so you get to work earlier. If you're like, I hate it, I have to work at the gym, and I hate working at the gym because this person next to me is always, you know, okay, then fine. Change your gym schedule around. But you guys can make things work, okay? Know that you have that. They say, according to thehelpguide.org, take responsibility to improve your physical and emotional well-being. If you aren't getting a workout in, and you're hating your job because you don't get to work out and you think you're gaining weight, then get that workout in. Wake up at 5 in the morning. Waking up at 5 in the morning, I know for a lot of us, we, you know, scream and, you know, curdle at the thought. But, I mean, man, when I was in training, I remember getting to wake up at 3:45 in the morning. That's on a night that I wasn't on call. So I could be at work, ready to go, rounding on patients by 5 in the morning. I mean, it was, you know, so 5 in the morning is sleeping in for somebody like me. All right, but, you know, if you guys wake up at 6 in the morning, what happens if you wake up at 5 and you get your workout in? Try it for a month or two and see if you feel better. They say avoid pitfalls, okay? A lot of times there's negative attitudes and negative whatever. All right, and there, you know, there's ways you can actually handle that, and I'll tell you guys how to do it, because again, your coworkers are very difficult to you know, control that situation, but there's things you can do. And then, of course, they recommend better communication skills. You don't like something, rather than just complaining about it or keeping it to yourself. So what are some signs and symptoms of you being stressed in the workplace that could later lead you to stroke? Feeling anxious, depressed, irritable, trouble sleeping, trouble concentrating, stomach problems, social withdrawal, loss of sex drive, or going to alcohol or drugs to get you through the day. Going, you want to know what? As soon as I get home, I need a drink. I have got to get a drink, or I got to get high after this. That's a problem, okay? You know, and many of you guys are stressed because you think you're going to be laid off, right? Or you have to work harder because there's staff cutbacks, okay? And there's always pressure. Alright, you know, you need to talk to your boss and look, okay, I want to do a damn good job. I understand you guys are under a lot of pressure and there's a lot of deadlines, but let me form a team, okay? Let's just group up, find out how we can officially get this done. I know the stuff needs to get done and we don't technically have time for a meeting. I get that, but I think it'll improve efficiency because we're all running on overdrive and it doesn't look like we're getting the final product that you guys need. What if we split it up? Okay, and then we all meet at the final product at the same time, maybe more efficiently. So sometimes showing your boss that you understand the goal. You understand the corporate wants their numbers up by the next quarter. All right, you want to help. What's the best way to do it based on you having this other work to do? Okay, how do you do it? Sometimes your manager will tell you, I just don't know. We just don't have enough staff. I just don't know. All right, and they go, well, you know what? Let's do this. One night, let's just bring in pizza and let's just figure this out. Okay? I was the type of person that would be like, look, off the clock. Let's just figure this out. Okay? We're going to stay late. Let's just figure this out. Come up with a plan. And it's going to be positive the next day. All right? Make sure you're exercising. Make sure you have good social support. You know, it's very hard to have, you know, friends and family that are just in your workplace. You need to have people outside that can have a fresh perspective. You got to make sure you're getting enough sleep. You got to avoid nicotine. You got to avoid alcohol, etc. And then make sure you're getting breaks. A lot of us don't feel like we have time to take that 10-minute break. But you take that 10-minute break, you really rejuvenate. You know, maybe you need to take a little nap. Okay? You also need to prioritize. Having a big, huge project that you have to do is too overwhelming. But when you break it up into little baby steps, and you go, I'm going to get this step done today, and if I have a little extra time, I'll work a little extra into tomorrow's work, that's sometimes a better way to do it than go, oh, I just got to just chip away and chip away and chip away at this big thing. Don't do that. Okay? You got to break things down. And then your staff. Okay? Maybe have a Like, you know how people have a cuss jar where there's a jar where anybody who cusses, they have to put money in there? Okay? Maybe bad attitude jar. Okay, you got a bad attitude, money in the jar. Now, usually a bad attitude person just leaves, okay? You know, but then everybody giggles or whatever. They go, look, if you want to come back, dollar in the jar, you had a bad attitude. You said something negative. All right? You know, or you come up with little baby games that you guys could play, okay, to make you look forward to going to work. Everybody has to put some money in the pot. Okay, whoever, let's say, gets asked, it could be something like, okay, the boss comes in and he never says thank you. The first person to get a thank you then wins that pot, something like that. Or you could say the first person to reach 10 thank yous that day. Now, I know the boss is going to be like, okay, what the heck are you guys doing? You guys, please, you know. But there's little things you could do that anybody could win. All right, and things like that seem to help morale with the office, okay? You know, everybody throw a dollar in the thing, and everybody likes to win, okay? And it's only a dollar, that kind of thing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, some more breaking news on the Lamar Odom case. NFL Laker veteran who was found collapsed and unconscious at a Nevada brothel. They're saying his sex enhancement supplements might have been spiked. The sexual enhancement supplements, which have been coined herbal Viagra, they say are often spiked with powerful and hidden pharmaceuticals, despite labels claiming, according to USA Today, that they only contain herbs and other natural ingredients. They say Odom took cocaine and as many as 10 of these sexual performance supplement pills leading up to his hospitalization in Las Vegas, according to a 911 call. The product he took was called Reload, a 72-hour strong sexual performance enhancer for men. This is according to two employees of the Love Ranch, who they said on the 911 call. In 2013, the FDA issued a public warning that consumers should not purchase or use a supplement called Reload because tests found that it did contain sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. The undeclared ingredient could dangerously interact with other drugs, especially nitrates, often taken by men with diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease. So a photo of the product that the FDA posted with its safety alert included no information about what company made the product, but the label claimed it was made in the USA. They say the website listed appears to be on a Japanese dating site that, again, doesn't really say who's the maker of the product. They say it's rare for supplements taken by consumers to go under to undergo testing by the FDA. Out of an estimated 8,500 supplement products on the market, the FDA told the USA Today that it was budgeted to just run 1,000 tests per year. That's incredible. I thought we were giving the FDA millions upon millions upon millions of dollars, but all they could run are 1,000 tests a year. And they say there's 85,000 supplement products on the market. Under the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994, better known as the acronym DSHEA, D-S-H-E-A, the FDA must show a product is unsafe before it can take any action to restrict its use or seek its removal from the product. Products marketed as nutritional supplements, whether they're vitamins or minerals or protein powders or herbal blends, are treated like foods and presumed to be all natural and safe unless we prove it otherwise. So they're innocent until proven guilty. I get that. Although supplements are often sold and used as remedies to treat various conditions, they're not required to prove their safety or effectiveness before being sold. So some of you are like, okay, well, then what was his medicine contaminated with? Why is that bad if it had real Viagra in it? Okay, real Viagra, sildenafil, okay, that has, sildenafil's in Viagra, okay? That's the active ingredient. You got inactive ingredients and active ingredients. So the active ingredient of Viagra appeared to be in what he was taking, Reload. When a doctor gives that, we need to make sure you have good heart health. We need to make sure you're not taking any medicine that'll act as a nitrate, drop your blood pressure. Because the synergistic effect of any Viagra and a nitrate type of medication could cause death. So we screen you before we just hand out and dole out Viagra. Okay? If he was taking something else that caused his blood pressure to lower, let's say he had barbiturates on board or something else, or a vasodilator because he had a history of high blood pressure. That would not be a good mix with any sort of Viagra. And then if this supplement that said, look, all natural, so you don't have to worry about drug interactions, if this supplement had the active ingredient of Viagra within it, now he's basically taking something that could be very dangerous. And again, we don't want people scared about Viagra with all this going on. We don't want people scared in general. What we want is people aware that there are side effects with everything. And many of you guys go, look, I'm not going to mix it with anything. I'm here at 8 in the morning. I'm not going to drink with the medicine. I'm not going to do drugs. Come on, please. And then 3 weeks later, you're out at a bachelor party. Or you're out doing something. And you start to drink, and you're like, okay, well, now you're a little under, not as sharp, right? And your senses are not as sharp because you're drinking. And then you have the opportunity to do the lovey-dovey. And so, you know what, I'm going to take one of these. I got some. I just brought it for fun. I'm going to do it. Yeah. You're already drunk. You're already, kind of incapacitated. You've been doing drugs, etc. Now you go and you pop the medication. You know, when people overdose, and we talk about this all the time, all right, sometimes it's not that they took double or three times the quantity on purpose, okay? All right, at one time going, I am going to purposely take the most amount of medicine I can and really get the biggest bang for your buck. That's not what happens. Sometimes it's just the minimum that they take, but it mixed with something else. Or they forget how much they took, and their mathematical calculations are not all there, and they really don't use a calculator when they start to figure out, you know, milligrams per deciliter of blood, you know, and the half-life and the elimination of the drug, etc. And many overdoses are quote-unquote accidental, okay? You got the accidental, and then you got the intentional overdosing. So these accidental overdoses, a lot of people don't understand, okay? And an overdose could also mean a mixture of two medicines that don't belong. So when everybody was talking about Lamar Odom and, you know, him overdosing and now being in the hospital, okay, we don't know if it was on purpose as a party or whatever, or was it he mixed this with this and this with this, and unfortunately the body just didn't handle it right, couldn't take it. So we'll keep you guys posted on this, but, you know, it just highlights you got to be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ebola. Ebola, now we are finding, can remain in semen for up to 9 months. Remember they said, after, you know, at about 3 to 6 months, no, you know, careful with sex. Now they say it could live in semen for 9 months, and my guess is they're going to find that it could live there longer. They say West Africa's Ebola outbreak has raised many public health questions, but one continues to surface, which is the sexual transmission. Researchers have known right now that Ebola can persist in semen much longer than other bodily fluids like blood or saliva. I mean, luckily, semen should be easy to taste. I mean, test. It should be easy to test. Because you got, you got your test. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, guys. See, you know, you got blood tests. You got saliva tests. Semen should be easy to test. Anyway, researchers, I guess, don't actively do that. So here we had Ian Crozier, was it the one that had Ebola in the eye? And then you had this UK nurse who unfortunately was sent home Ebola-free and then all of a sudden comes back and now she's very critically ill. The Ebola will hide, and it could hide in blood, semen, tears, as we've seen. So, they say up until now, public health officials, including the World Health Organization, have said the virus continues to shed from semen about 3 months after recovery. Another study said 6 months, and now they're saying 9. Preliminary findings of the study were published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine. The research was conducted by the Sierra Leone Ministry of Health and Sanitation, the Sierra Leone Ministry of Defense, the World Health Organization, and the U.S. CDC. For the study, researchers obtained semen samples from 100 men who survived Ebola in Sierra Leone. These were collected at different points in time throughout the recovery. Although they were not able to collect samples from all the men through the nine-month period, samples from 9 of the men were tested within 3 months of the diagnosis, and all were found to still contain Ebola. The researchers tested specimens from 40 men at the 4 to 6 month mark, 26 had fragments of the virus, 7 to 9 months after, one quarter still had traces. So you see, as far as I'm concerned, if they still found some at the 9 month mark, I would say extend it now, to 18 months. So, we're concerned about HIV, we're concerned about syphilis, we're concerned about gonorrhea, all right? Ebola should probably be considered an STD also. It should be. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
All right, guys, how we doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, mother-in-laws. There's a study telling you how to deal with your mother-in-law. And they found that if you take an assertive approach, okay, it'll work. I know. It's one study. Okay. Scientists have found that the best way to win over future in-laws is to take an assertive approach and directly persuade them that you will make your intended spouse happy. It may seem counterintuitive, but this tactic dubbed I am right for your child approach helped win over doubting mothers and fathers. They say the worst strategy was to avoid dealing with the in-laws yourself and instead to ask your sweetheart to lobby on your behalf. Okay, I get that. I get that. You know, trying to hide and say, you know, go do it, go deal with it, whatever. No, they don't want that. They want to know that you're there to stand up and fight for your baby. The researchers dubbed this tactic, tell them I'm good method. Now, they found it's easier to win over the mother-in-laws than the father-in-laws. I think it really depends if you're a girl or a guy, okay? In his research paper, Professor Menelaus Apostolou said that children frequently choose males who do not appeal to their parents. For instance, they may fall for individuals who are physically attractive, while their parents are more concerned with social standing and family background, etc. They say parents don't always find their children's male choices to comply with their own preferences and engage in manipulation in order to drive away undesirable boyfriends and girlfriends. To avoid the situation, individuals engage in counter-manipulation in order to change their prospective parents-in-law's minds to accept them as mates for their children. See, here's the thing. I used to think that's what was happening with my family and stuff, okay? I used to think that this was all evolutionary instinct, you know, animalistic instinct, where they want to make sure that the person for their baby is the best. You know, they look at the childbearing hips. They want to look at the health records. They take a look at the family. They look at the values, etc. And, you know, I finally had to have the argument with my parents that, no, I mean, you know, I go, if you know, who I'm with now isn't good enough, who is? I've dated every type of guy. And this is actually what convinced them. It did. It took me. Okay? Because they were fighting me getting married. Every time I had I was dating anybody, they fought it. Every time. And I'm like, you guys want grandchildren. Okay? Who do you want me to have grandchildren with? Write down what qualities or traits you want that person to have. Okay? Do you want them to have a job? Do you want them to have a career? Do you want, you know, what do you want? Do you want them to be on this side of the country? Or do you want them to be, I mean, you write down. Because I'm getting up there in age, and I can't keep dating and trying to find somebody that you guys are going to approve. Because this is the one I want. And, I mean, that really, I've rarely in my lifetime was able to stop my parents in their tracks because they always could out-argue me. They were the masters. But I remember that conversation stopped them. And I think that's also a good tactic for those of you guys trying to get married. Go, okay, you know, look, okay, you know, I know you guys are picking this on this person, this on this person, this on this person, and I get it. And mind you, a lot of us can see why relationships can fail, and a lot of us can see what our kids can't, which is something that kind of scares me. I don't want to be the mother-in-law from hell, you know, because sometimes you just know it's not going to work. I can't tell you how many parents go, I knew they weren't right, but I didn't know what to say. And when I did say, nobody wanted to hear it. You know, I mean, it's tough. Trust me, it's tough. Okay. And I've been on the in-law side. I get that. I get it. So I'll back everybody up. But one technique is, okay, I understand you pointed out the negatives. Okay. But you list, okay, without even thinking of this person, what do you want? By the way, maybe you should have them do the list before they even meet who you're bringing home. And then you laminate that list or you put it in your, I don't know, zip drive, all right, and go, look, these are the 10 things you wanted my future husband to be or my future wife to be or have. Okay? And I think we got a 10 out of 10 here. Remember you wrote this list? Here's the list. Okay, and now you're finding something wrong. Well, I don't like his mother. I don't like his soul. That's not on. And the list has to be realistic. You see what I mean? So then there are just some people where nobody will ever be good enough. Okay, you have some people out there very selfish, where their child going off and getting married is going to leave a void in with them or a void in their house. There's nothing you can do. Okay, and then you have to address that too. And so, you know, and you know, if like if you, so if I have a daughter-in-law and mother-in-law is worried that I'm taking away her baby, then you know you have to address it and go, you know, look, okay, I understand because I'm going to want to be a mom one day, okay, and I want to, you know, be a mom to Dirk here, okay, and I understand that Dirk leaving this house to live with me is going to leave a void. And I got to tell you, I would hate to be in your shoes right now because I love him so much. I don't know what I would do if I couldn't be with him. So I get that. So my promise to you is to make sure that you don't lose him because I know, I mean, I'm not a mom, so I couldn't understand yet how you feel, but I could imagine 1/1000th the pain because if he leaves me or when he's away, I feel that void. So let's work together so you don't feel out of the loop or whatever. That's a good thing. Ah, okay, after the wedding, you can say something else. But you got to get through the wedding. Got to get through the wedding. Can you see how you handle it? All right? But you need to understand what they're going through. Okay? You know, a lot of couples have a tough time because they're entering a new nucleus, a new dynasty, and everybody else is kind of the outsider. Yet your family is the nucleus, and these guys are the outsider. And I always tell the new married couple, you guys are now forming the new nucleus, okay? Maybe it's a hyphenated name, maybe you guys aren't getting married, maybe whatever, but you guys have the new nucleus. And if both sides want to be a part of that new nucleus, there's going to be some ground rules. And again, that's something that a lot of us have to lay down. So hopefully it works. They say there's some tactics, okay? According to a study of 738 Greek Cypriots, found seven approaches that were most likely to be used to win over the in-laws. One is, I am right for your child. Show prospective parents-in-law how good they are as mates. I do not deserve this. Demonstrate to parents that they do not want their rejection. I don't get that. Why don't you like me? Determine why the parents disapprove and try to change your mind. No confrontation. They say you have to accept the situation. Threaten the parents by suggesting they'll never risk seeing. I don't know if that's good. You don't want to threaten them that they won't see the grandchildren. Invite them over for dinner and buy them gifts, they say works. Tell them I am good tactic in which the partner is drafted in to persuade their own parents of their lover's virtues. You know, another approach I would do is I would say, okay, look, you know, I'm planning on being married to your son for the next 40 years, okay, unless somebody offs me. But you don't want to really give them that idea. Okay, I think we all go through some point in time where we think our in-laws is going to, you know, hire a hitman. I think we've all been there, right? Yeah, okay. And so, you know, say, look, you know, I am planning on, you know, being married to your son for the next 40 years. Okay? Let's figure out how we're going to make this work. Well, I want you over at our house all the time, and I want you this, and I want you this, and I want you this, and I want you this. Okay? Now, let's be realistic. Okay? And, you know, I'm honored. Okay? I'm honored. Okay, but, you know, we got work. We got this. Well, then it's not going to work. I don't know. I don't know. Life would be so much easier if you didn't have to deal with the in-laws. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Little white church.
Hang me down.
Little white church.
Hang me down.
Little white church.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.